The first card I drew for you is Alignment, Archangel Michael. As you peel back the layers to all that doesn't bring you peace, love, and joy, your authentic awakening expands your inner awareness of what's real and what's not. Connect to what feels peaceful and pure, like a crystal blue waterfall revitalizing all your senses. Celebrate simplifying things for a while. The next card I drew for you is Triumph, Archangel Metatron. When you look back on your life, you'll know your fortitude was blessed from day one. Every struggle and triumph brought gifts. Connect to asking Archangel Metatron for sacred geometry light code blessings that will assist you with being triumphant. Celebrate letting the outworn paths be transformed into what might work better for you. And the next card is Freedom, Archangel Ariel. Higher pathways will be revealed to you. Ask for a sign from me, and I will deliver one to you through the wind. Be open, what you'll find will delight you. Connect to what your heart desires. What would you prefer more of? Celebrate new options coming your way, even if you don't know what they are yet. Very good. Now I'm going to channel messages for you from Archangel Michael and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team. Remember to breathe deep and allow the flow of divine light to flow through all of your body systems and chakras, allowing the energy to go down into Mother Earth. And remember, you can meditate after this audio as well, and you'll still be receiving light from Archangel Michael and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team for yourself and the entire planet. If you have an Archangel Crystal Light portable or mini unit from archangelsbless.com, you can turn it on when you listen to this audio and also after this audio completes while you meditate to receive even more healing and clearing light for yourself and for your loved ones and the entire planet. Many blessings will be given to you as you have your crystal light unit running while you listen to these meditations. And remember, these aren't only meditations, but they are activations of divine light from Archangel Michael, Jesus, Mother Mary, all the archangels, and many, many more of your Christ consciousness guides and angels will be assisting them as you listen. Take a deep breath, letting go of the stresses of your day and week. We are with you very securely at this time in your human evolution. You are doing a most beautiful job. Have faith in your ability to trust yourself and tune in daily as often as you can to strengthen and secure that connection with your higher self, like you are doing so beautifully, so deeply. And during these weekly healings, we honor you for having to go through so much on earth. We know all you have been through. We know the struggles. Now you are at a point in your growth and your higher connection to where you are learning to trust the inklings even more, learning to lean in and ask what is for your highest and best good, what is going to help you feel lighter and more free, more open and aware, but yet grounded and secure at the same time. Your offspring and or your students or the people that are close to you, if you don't have offspring but you have little ones that you teach or friends that look up to you, those around you watch by example. They watch what you do and they watch how you handle situations. So gifting yourself these sessions directly affects and helps all sentient beings on earth and those that look up to you particularly, because they see how you've grown. They see how much you are connecting on a higher level. You're more peaceful, grounded, centered. Because the world's chaos, the world's distortion energies can't affect you as easily, we do clear that off for you around your energy field, within your energy field, all of your chakras and your auric field, so that you see, feel, and hear and sense what is for your highest and best good. You are sensing more and more what decisions feel better to you. And we want to congratulate you for also learning the 3D balance of how to balance your spiritual part of yourself, your etheric part, with your 3D physical self, your physical embodiment here. You're learning to balance both, because if you get too much into the 3D, there's more distortion and stress and chaos and other people's demands and needs upon you. And when you get too much in the etheric, away from the 3D, you could have an ungrounded sense. You could feel, well, like you don't want to stay here on earth, or you don't want to be here. So that's why it takes having both. Connecting within your physical beingness and asking, what does your physical body need each day for health and rejuvenation? Also assist those around you, because as you take good care of your physical self with your needs and your self-care, you are grounding into this reality a stronger sense of self, a stronger sense of embodying your etheric self here in the physical. Your spiritual part of yourself, your etheric part, can ground in and come into your physical body when your physical body feels better. It doesn't want to leave so much when your physical body has been treated well, with respect. So looking at yourself like you would look at your own offspring, a baby that was just born, and asking this baby, see yourself right now as an infant, and ask that infant part of yourself in this imagery, what does she need the most this week? Listen, feel, hear, or sense the answer. Very, very good. Your first inkling is the correct one. As you ask the infant part of yourself, now ask her, what does she want to hear from you? And go ahead and speak those words to her in your mind, in your heart, as you hold her. Very good. And now let her meld into your heart chakra. Just merge one with you and melt into your heart. Feel your heart center feeling very expansive and full of love. And feel, sense, or see what color your heart chakra is now. What color is it? Very good. And see this very color coming down from the divine all the way up, see it as a very bright star, the color that you just saw your heart. Picture very, very far away a star that has this color. And now through this star, that light is shining down to you through your crown chakra, your third eye, your throat chakra, your heart chakra, your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, your root chakra, and your soles of your feet, your feet chakras, all the way down into the center of the earth, giving Mother Earth this color light from the divine star above through you. Feel your auric field getting very wide and expansive. And now see this coming back up through your feet, the same color, and the beam of light going all the way through you again, and expand this color, your auric field, even wider, centering in your heart space. And now ask yourself, what do you need to forgive within yourself or others or another person? What do you need to forgive and let go? Forgive this week, and we will be assisting you with this. Maybe it's yourself or another person, or maybe your feelings were hurt, or maybe it's a long-standing resentment or hurt from when you were little. And now see this area that you would like to forgive and you would like more help with. Maybe it's forgiveness of self as well. See this being filled up with the same color of light that you brought in from the divine star. And fill that area that's within your auric field up with this color light even further, knowing you are worthy of this forgiveness. You are worthy of all that you desire. You are a divine being of light from source light. You are source light. You are worthy of all you desire. No request is too small or too large for us. You are deserving, and you always have been. And now draw your auric field back in to the central column, into your body. Visualizing white and golden light around your auric field, sealing it up like a bubble of light, an energy of light from us that we are protecting you with. As your auric field is drawn back in into your physical body, grounding back into Mother Earth, and this golden and white light also grounds into Mother Earth around your column of light down through your feet. Be sure to get centered and grounded before driving. Closing your auric field back up like this after healing sessions and after meditation, after a nap even, before you leave the house or you interact with the outside world, assists us to help you better. This helps you stay protected and looked after even more, because we're able to help seal your auric field and protect it that much stronger. We thank you for your diligence with being consciously aware of how much you are loved, looked after, You embodying divine light assists yourself and all whom you come in contact with. Your light shining like this assists so many on earth, and especially those close to you. We thank you for gifting yourself with divine light and forgiveness today. For you are worthy and always have been. We love you infinitely, always and forever. Namaste.